Continuing on with the comment program this morning, we're going to visit with Ryan Sexton a little bit here. And Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are things out west? Are there any more moisture than we've gotten here?
No, it's dry. We could sure use this storm to roll in and rain for 4 days like it's forecasting.
I was out doing something in the yard yesterday, and I was going to put something in the ground, and the grass was green and everything, but on the native grass areas, boy, it was pretty powdery dry on top there. It was still pretty lack of moisture on top.
Yeah, those pastures sure are behind.
Well, we wanted to visit with Ryan a little bit today. He has a special program coming up in here. And, of course, Ryan and his wife, Jamie, had lost a son here a year or so ago in an accident. And so, Ryan, you're going to bring in hosting a speaker coming up here in June to kind of talk about grief and communities and get everybody a little more information to go on, right?
Yes. So we're hosting Dr. Russ Seger here on June 10th at the Mid Plains Community College at 4:30, and then there will be a second session in Nenzel at 6:30 Mountain at the community center there. So Mike, really, what kind of brought this about, I guess, is we've had several conversations since James passed away last November, and We felt like we had an opportunity to bring something back to the community and give back a little bit. Dr. Russ is at the top of his field. He's not only a counselor, but he's also a pastor in Chadron, Nebraska. He does these sessions quite often. He is FEMA certified, so he works on a national scale with different folks. And this will be the first time I've actually heard him speak. Through some other friends of ours, we've heard about him and just reached out and asked him if he'd be willing to do these talks, and he was glad to. So that's kind of where this started. We've realized that there's a need in the community through conversations, and we're able to facilitate that. So we're glad to do something to give back to the community. It's free of charge.
Okay.
There's, and anyone's welcome. It's not just for the people that live immediately in our area. If someone wants to travel and come to these sessions, anyone is welcome.
So this would be, Russ would be faith-based, but it would be good information for anybody, regardless of your faith or denomination.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure that I think that he incorporates faith into these talks, but I think his main point of focus is strategies for dealing with grief and crisis, and these sessions are only going to be an hour to an hour and a half long, so I think he's going to have some materials for people and some references for them if they don't know where to find help. He'll have some references for and materials for people to be able to find as well. But our hopefully, I guess our hope is that if someone is struggling, this is something we're all going to deal with at some point in our life. It's part of life. It isn't necessarily geared just specifically towards our loss or the other. This community suffered a tremendous amount of tragedy here in the last 9 months or so, and even more than that. We have several community members that lost a loved one during COVID, and they couldn't spend time with them. They couldn't even be with them, and so there's a whole there's a whole gamut of situations there that make it really hard to deal with some of these things. And it's also a very hard conversation to have. We tend to be a very private community in the sense that, you know, these everyone, if they're struggling, they keep it to themselves, or if they're having a hard time, a lot of times dealing with something. So, you know, this is a forum that's open and for somebody to come and listen to. And if they need other resources, there will be someone there that will have those available for them. There will be some professional counselors there as well. If someone were in need of some sort of appointment, or honestly were in need to visit with somebody, right there will be rooms available for that. We're hoping that we can just provide something that will help someone.
Make that connection with somebody that could help.
Correct.
Basically.
You know, and we, truthfully, Mike, we've visited with a lot of people, and there's some things I think that we'll cover there. Some things that are really, truly simple, but complex in the sense that, you know, we have people ask us, we've been pretty open about our experiences, and we have people ask us, well, what, you know, we don't know what to say, or, you know, our friends have lost this loved one, and we just don't know what to say or do. And, in those situations, you know, there's some advice for those kind of folks. And truthfully, you know, it's a matter of just letting people know that you care. And sometimes that's as simple as a handshake or a hug or putting your hand on someone's shoulder. Truthfully, sometimes there are no words. But
right.
Helping people deal, even from that standpoint, it might not be their loss directly, but might be their friend's loss or whatever. Just trying to open a conversation to help people get through some of this. And, you know, truthfully, the thing that really pulls at our heartstrings is there's a emergency response staff here at Valentine that cares deeply about their community, and they know everyone, and they respond to these tragedies, and sometimes everything works out and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
And they have to find a way to get through that. And they have services that are available to them. I'm aware of that, but I know also that some of them have struggled terribly just with some of the tragedies they've had to respond to. Hopefully there's something in this that they get from Dr. Russ that can help them.
If you have contact information, or you have an opportunity to talk to Dr. Russ Sager, you know, maybe we could line up an interview with him prior to June 10th.
Sure.
Talk a little bit on the air specifically with him about what he'll cover that night. But it's June 10th, 4:30 at Mid Plains Community College campus, and that's Central Time here in Valentine, and then 6:30 Mountain Time over at Ninzel at the Community Center, so they could take whichever one of those fits into their schedule for June 10th.
Correct. Yes, that's right. And, you know, my hope today, I know we're plenty of time ahead, but was that some of the folks that have to plan to be able to attend these kind of things, hopefully this is enough time for them to put it on their schedule if they want to attend. And, you know, we're hoping that we also have, by offering two sessions, we can accommodate the folks that can't make it to one or the other.
All right. Well, Ryan, anything else we need to share about this other than it's an open invitation to the community from our area?
There will be more information that'll be coming out. We're getting a flyer made, and we'll post that on social media, and I'll post some around town here locally. But
You'll send it to the radio station, right?
Absolutely. And folks can sure contact me directly. My number is 402-389-1671. If they've got any questions, I'll try to answer them the best I can.
All right. Well, Ryan, we appreciate you going to the effort to bring this into the community. Hopefully people will take advantage of that and maybe get a hold of you, talk to you, or see you on the street somewhere and visit with you a little bit more about that, and it'll help some folks out in our area for June 10th.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. You have a good morning.
You too. Ryan Sexton, our guest on this portion of the comment program to talk about this. Dr. Russ Seger coming up in Valentine talking about grief counseling, crisis intervention, and the role of spirituality in the times of transition. So mark that down on your calendar. Again, that's going to be for June the 10th.